the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Your health can be affected by so many things: genetics, diet, stress, the people around you. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, my guest is Dr. Kyler Sherman Wilkins, Assistant Professor of Sociology at Missouri State University. He is a social demographer who is interested in the distribution of health in Americans. He elaborates.
Well, one thing that is probably the most robust and consistent finding is that health outcomes are not randomly distributed across the population. So we know that people of color, we know that women, we know that sexual minorities are at greater risk for a variety of different health problems than their white, straight, male counterparts. The question now is not so much what is the disparity, but why is there a disparity? And it's been linked to things like lack of resources. I also find that a lot of isms tend to be responsible. So racism, sexism, homophobia tend to contribute to those health outcomes as well. What's cool, though, for me is figuring out what makes people resilient. So, yes, some of these things put you at greater risk, but there are people who are able to, I guess, bounce back or prevent themselves from getting sick. And for me, it's trying to figure out what is it about those people that makes them resilient, and how can we take that and then apply it to the rest of the population.
One of his recent studies was about identifying loneliness in the workplace and learning to mitigate it in order to develop a happier, healthier, and more productive workforce.
Well, the interesting thing about loneliness is that it doesn't really depend on how many people are around you. It's a perception, and it's this discrepancy between the desired amount of social connection and what you actually have. And so there are people who could be surrounded by so many people, still feel lonely. There are people who only have one confidant and are not lonely at all. And so part of the issue is, how do you identify lonely people? We know that about one third, upwards to three-fourths of people report loneliness at some point in their lives. It's typically older adults that feel the most lonely, but it's also working-age adults as well. And so the first challenge is, how do you identify who's lonely? And once you have that, then you have to try to figure out, how can you prevent loneliness from being all-consuming and impacting people's lives, and especially their health and productivity at work?
Of course, loneliness plays into mental health, says Sherman Wilkins, but it manifests itself physically too. He explains.
People tend to think about, you know, the usual suspects when thinking about poor health. So cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of Americans. And, you know, obesity, smoking, those tend to be linked. And, you know, people tend to focus on that, and rightly so. But it turns out there was a study in 2016 in which they found that loneliness predicted cardiovascular disease above and beyond smoking and obesity. And so when thinking about loneliness, this, you know, this psychological feeling of belonging and being connected, many people might think it's, you know, kind of touchy-feely and not real, but it's actually a public health concern. And if we ignore loneliness as something that individuals just face on their own, they just need to toughen up and get over it, I think we're missing an opportunity to really improve the health of the population.
He looks at health behaviors and health outcomes at the population level, but he says you can change the course. By going to the doctor, embracing healthy habits, and building a support system, you can save yourself from many health risks. In his role, he wants to influence policymakers about legislation and important resources to improve overall health.
For me, the bigger part, as someone who is drawn to public sociology, which is the idea of basically taking your findings and making them accessible to the public, is to influence policy, right? So what can we do, knowing that we have these disparities, knowing that these disparities are driven by, you know, X and Y mechanisms? How can we reverse those disparities? Right? So talking to policymakers, talking to community leaders who are interested in taking these findings and seeing how they can better, you know, improve their environments for their employees or for their citizens in general, I think is the goal. And with this loneliness project, I'm hoping at some point to partner with local businesses to see how can we create programs that will help to eliminate or lessen loneliness in the workplace. Because I always say that a happy worker is a productive worker. A healthy worker is a worker who will stay in that job. Retention tends to be an issue with some jobs. And so if you're able to eliminate loneliness in the workplace, I think you'll have workers who are happy to stay in that business.
That was Dr. Kyler Sherman Wilkins. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.